الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Fortunate Believers Alhamdulillah in this program of ours we are going through those beautiful blessed verses of the Quran wherein Allah Azza wa Jalla directly addresses the believers me and you with the address Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu all those who believe and Alhamdulillah thereafter a hukum a ruling is mentioned and in this episode we endeavor to explain that ruling the fadail of that verse inshaAllah ta'ala and in this episode as well We are going to discuss one of those verses. This particular verse, Surah Ahzab. Now, it's a verse that you could say a hafiz, a non-hafiz, everyone knows. More or less everyone knows. Alhamdulillah, we've been hearing this verse since we were kids. And we've heard it so many times that we have even memorized it, if we're not hafiz as well. This is the famous ayat in which Allah Jalla wa'ala commands the believers to send salat, salutations upon the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So first of all, let us hear that verse followed by the translation. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala states in Surah Ahzab, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما Indeed, Allah and His angels send salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All those who believe, send salutations upon him. And an abundant salam, abundant peace. So we learn that sending salat is not an action that is limited to human beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ascribes this amal, this act to himself, Jalla Jalaluhu, and his blessed angels. And then we the believers are also commanded to do the same. Now one thing to note here is salat appears in multiple meanings. You will find the word in the Quran, it's used in various meanings. So salah, we say one offers salah, he reads namaz, the prayer. This is one meaning. It's also in the meaning of istighfar, seeking forgiveness. And it's also in the meaning of dua, salah. It's used like this in various parts of the Quran. In regards to this verse, when Allah Jalla wa'ala says He sends salat, the meaning is different to how the angels send salat and how the human beings send salat. The meaning is different each time. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending salat, the meaning is that Allah Jalla wa'ala is showering special mercies upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the angels send salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are doing dua of mercy for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when they send salat on normal believers like us, then it is seeking forgiveness for us. And when the believers, they send salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's again a form of dua, dua of mercy. Now, look at the Quran, you will find that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was granted honor. Why? Because the angels were commanded to prostrate to him. They all did. فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ Except for Iblis, Shaitan. Shaitan didn't prostrate. He was rejected. He was made outcast. But there, if you look at it, the reason for honoring Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, the reason for the sharaf that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam attained was this prostration of ta'zeem, this prostration of reverence that the angels performed. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is honoring the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam by sending salat himself. The angels are sending salat. And the humans have been ordered, believers, Muslims have been ordered to send salat as well. SubhanAllah. This is the beloved of Allah Jalla wa'ala we are referring to. Now in regards to sending salat, Durood Sharif, as it's known amongst the Muslims of the subcontinent, there are numerous books on this topic. Ulama have written complete books on Durood Sharif. And it's up to us as believers to study those books, to recite those books, to learn more about this great topic of sending salutations and peace upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A few narrations in this regard about the importance of sending salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once the Prophet alaihi wasallam appeared in such a state that there was happiness, joy upon his face. It could be seen that he was happy. So the Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we can see signs of happiness on your face. What is the reason for this? The Prophet alaihi wasallam replied that Sayyidina Jibreel alaihi wasallam came to me and informed me that Allah azza wa jal has said, are you not happy that when an ummati, a person from your ummah, sends salat upon you, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 salat upon him, 10 salutations upon him. And are you not pleased that when an ummati of yours sends salam upon you once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10 salams upon him. Allahu Akbar. So after hearing this, we should be always busy in sending salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And let me tell you an amazing thing. In regards to the angels, who knows their exact number? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't know the exact number of angels, countless angels. And in regards to the angels, it's been mentioned that to present salam in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Al-Madinatul Munawwara, they are only given an opportunity once in their lifetime. So the narration states that 70,000 angels come in the morning and 70,000 angels come in the evening to present salat and salam to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And each angel that comes in the morning and the evening is not given another opportunity to present himself. But look at the believers. Look how blessed we are. Look how fortunate we are. That some people, alhamdulillah, from the ummah have presented themselves in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam 30 times, 40 times, 50 times, countless times. Subhanallah. So this is the excellence that has been bestowed upon the believers. And we should make use of our time. We should visit the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should make our homes blessed by reciting salat upon him as a family. In another narration, we are told that the most closest to me, the Prophet alaihi wasallam said, the most closest to me from you on the day of judgment will be the one who recited the most salat upon me. Allahu Akbar. You only have one life. When these breaths stop, that's it. We haven't got another opportunity to recite salat. Make the most of it. Spend a certain amount daily remembering the beloved alayhi salam. He remembered us throughout his life. When he was born, in his grave, he's still remembering us. The least we can do is remember the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sending salat is a great way of remembering our Savior, inshallah. Now I'd like to just present many, many excellences of reciting salat as written by the ulama. That when you send salat upon the Prophet alayhi salam once, there are three benefits. 10 mercies descend upon you, 10 sins are forgiven, and your rank is elevated 10 times. The dua, the supplications of the one who sends salat upon the Prophet ﷺ are accepted, are answered. The sins of those fortunate people who recite salat abundantly upon the Prophet ﷺ are forgiven. This blessed act of reciting salat upon the Prophet ﷺ, this removes worries and anxieties. The intercession of the Prophet ﷺ will become wajib for that person who recites salat upon him. The person who recites salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be given a place beneath the shade of the divine throne. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla is pleased with the person who sends salat upon his beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The sustenance of a person is increased when he recites salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The deeds, the virtuous deeds of a person who recites salat upon the Prophet alaihi wasallam are increased. The one who sends salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his mahabba, his shauq, his love and yearning towards the Prophet alaihi wasallam, they also increase as well. Salat ala nabi, this cleanses and purifies the heart. Allahu Akbar. Salat ala nabi helps a person in times of hardship and difficulty. Salat ala nabi removes pain in the body. If someone is in pain, is struggling, the severity in that pain, then inshallah he should recite Durood Sharif upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember his beloved, pain will be alleviated. Diseases are cured. Illnesses, chronic illnesses, severe illnesses are cured. If you forget something and then you recite salat upon the Prophet alaihi wasallam, inshallah you'll recollect and remember the forgotten thing. The one who recites out of love and devotion, sincerely, to earn the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal and his beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will be blessed with the vision, the ziyarah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And lastly, the one who recites salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be able to cross the bridge of Sirat easily, inshallah ta'ala. And this is just a glimpse of the excellences of reciting salat. Subhanallah, so many blessings And the person who is heedless, he is truly unfortunate. Now, O believers, just think that we are so blessed. Allah Azza wa Jal addresses us directly and says, recite salat upon my beloved. How fortunate is this ummah? Remember, this is an ummah that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam wanted to be a part of. Great Anbiya alayhi salam like Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. We were made a part of this ummah. Allah Jalla wa'ala says in the Quran, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. Allah Jalla wa'ala greatly favored the believers when he sent a Rasul amongst them. So he made us from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he describes the Messenger alayhi salam as being a great favor for us. And we must remember him. We must recite salat upon him, inshallah. And remember, when we recite salat, it's for our own benefit. It's not to increase the rank of the Prophet alayhi salam. His rank is beyond our comprehension. So what are we going to do to the rank of the Prophet alayhi salam? His rank is already great in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Allah Jalla wa ala says, we have raised your remembrance for you. But when we recite salat, what we are truly doing is bettering our hereafter, bettering our dunya, earning reward and excellence for ourselves, inshaAllah ta'ala. Where there are many narrations describing the excellence of reciting salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are also narrations which talk about the bakhil, the stingy, the miserly person who does not send salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one hadith it states, al-bakhilu man zukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayya. That the miserly one is the one before whom I am mentioned, meaning the Prophet alayhi wa sallam is mentioned, and he does not recite salat upon me. He has been described as the miserly one. So we should never be stingy in this regard. And the shari'i hukum is that once in our lifetime, based on this verse of the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima, once in our lifetime it's fard obligatory to recite salat upon the Prophet alayhi wa sallam. Every time we're in a majlis gathering, we must recite salat upon the Prophet alayhi wa sallam at least once. And thereafter, it's mustahab to recite it whenever the dhikr of the Prophet alayhi salam is made. At some times, the ulama have said, it's impermissible to recite salat. And those occasions are, for example, during the khutbah. When the imam is leaving the khutbah, the sermon on Friday, Salatul Jumu'ah, then when he mentions the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the khutbah, we are not to recite Durood Sharif at that time, Salat ala Nabi, we should recite it in our heart. Similarly, if somebody is walking in an impure place, then it's best to avoid reciting Salat upon the Prophet alayhi salam at that particular time. When he has left that place, then he may continue. Now, a beautiful thing regarding Salah, just ponder, Allah Azza wa Jal has appointed certain times for particular worships. For Salah, there are fixed times. Inna Salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta. 5 daily prayers. Similarly, Hajj, once a year. Where do you perform it? In Makkah al-Mukarramah. Zakat, once a year. Meaning when you meet the conditions and a year has passed on your savings, you must give zakat. Ramadan, once a year. But with salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's no time restriction. You can recite it day and night, every single day of the year. Subhanallah. So we should take advantage that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity, day and night, to recite it while standing, while sitting, while lying down. And there's a narration regarding someone who was suffering from poverty, destitution, and he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, complained of his situation. The Prophet alayhi wa sallam said, when you enter your home, give salam to your family members, recite Surah Ikhlas, and then recite Salat upon me. Inshallah, this will remove your problem. A short while later, he came and he said to the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, I did what you said, and now I have so much wealth that I have to distribute it to others as well. Subhanallah. This is the blessing of reciting Salat upon the Prophet alayhi wa sallam. Now, a question may arise, what Durood Sharif to recite? What particular salat ala nabi should I recite? Now obviously what we recite in prayer, Durood Ibrahimi, this is afdal, this is great, and we should recite that particular Durood Sharif. But the ulama have written books and books and books on different types of Durood Sharif that you can read. For example, Dalailul Khairat of Imam Jazuli rahmatullahi alayhi, so many compositions of salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beautiful compositions. Then you have Qasida Burta, Mawlaya Salli wa Sallim Da'iman Abadan Ala Habibika Khairil Khalqi Kullihimi. Alhamdulillah, from a young age we've been reciting this. This is another form of reciting Salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So study is key, learning about these books and reading the different word forms of Salat ala Nabi is important, inshaAllah ta'ala. Now one ruling I will mention here, that many people write Durood Sharif, but they don't write it the way it's supposed to be written. So if they're writing an Islamic article, or if they're sending Salat upon the Prophet ﷺ and writing it in a particular book, then they abbreviate the Salat ala Nabi. Instead of writing Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or in English, peace and blessings be upon him, may Allah shower blessings upon him, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they abbreviate it, they write Saad, or they write Salam, Saad lam ayn meem, or in English, S-A-W. Now the ulama here have said that it is prohibited, it is haram to abbreviate Durood Sharif, Salat ala Nabi, when writing in a book. Many, many people are involved in this, and we must refrain. It's a sin after all. And think about it, as an ummati, we can't spare a few more words and write the full Durood Sharif. We can't take a bit more time out to recite Durood Sharif upon our Prophet alayhi salam. How unfortunate. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi, in this regard, a beautiful account. He saw Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi in a dream after his demise and said, how did Allah azza wa jal deal with you? He said, Allah azza wa jal forgave me and he honored me. He said, based on what? He said, I wrote Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a particular book, and because of that, by means of that Salat that I wrote, I was forgiven. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi awoke, he went to the library, he found that particular book that Imam Shafi'i referenced, and lo and behold, he saw that Salat written on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a famous Salat of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, adada ma dhakarahu dhakirun, wa ghafal an dhikrihi al-ghafilun. Meaning, ya Allah, send Salat upon the Prophet alayhi salam, equivalent to the amount of times that people who remember the Prophet ﷺ send salat upon him, and equivalent to the amount of times that people forget to send salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are ghafil, heedless. Such a beautiful Durood Sharif. We should also try and read it as well. And Imam Sahabi rahmatullahi alayhi, he says that on the day of judgment, the muhaddithin, they will be gathered, and Allah azza wa jal will address Jibreel alayhi salam and say, who are these people? And it will be said, even though Allah azza wa jal knows full well, that these are the people who would recite Salat upon the Prophet ﷺ in a book, would teach narrations, would learn narrations, would impart knowledge of hadith, and they would respect the name of the Prophet ﷺ, and they'll be entered, admitted into Jannah because of it, subhanallah. So you should be very careful when writing Salat upon the Prophet ﷺ that it's done with adab and respect as well. And reading the Salat upon the Prophet ﷺ is key, even in our namaz. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu, we sending salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We recite Durood Ibrahim as well. Ibadah, meaning salah, is the best ibadah after iman. And even in salah, we are sending salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salam on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Now, there's a narration where an angel is stationed at the grave of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he hears those who recite salat upon the Prophet alayhi wa sallam. He presents the name of the reciter, the name of the father of the reciter, to the court of the Prophet alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So we can always have our names, our father's names, presented in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And just to finish off, I would like to mention an account of a debt-ridden person. I would like to mention an account of a debt-ridden person, that he was in a lot of debt. He dreamed of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet alaihi wasallam said, what is wrong? You seem very down, very distressed. He said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm in so much debt, how am I going to repay it? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, go to the minister of the time and tell him that I have instructed him to give you X amount of money so you can repay your debt. And he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but surely he will ask for a dalil, a proof. What proof do I have that the Prophet alayhi wa sallam sent me to you? The Prophet alayhi wa sallam said, then tell him that you recite Durood Sharif upon me X amount of times daily. So he went to the court of that minister, he explained his dream. The minister did, in fact, ask for a dalil, and then he told him that the Prophet alayhi salam informed that you recite salat upon me X amount of times, subhanallah. And he was overcome with emotion, the minister was. He gave him enough to pay off his debt and more on top as well. So it just goes to show that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam, he knows how many times a person is reciting salat upon him. From this account, this is what we learn. So always take time out for reciting salat upon the Prophet alayhi salam. Never consider it burdensome. We sit in front of the computer, the TV, the laptop, our phones for hours on end. But how many times have we sat for half an hour, 1 hour straight reciting salat upon the Prophet alayhi salam? How many salawat ala nabi gatherings have we attended? This is something to keep in mind, to think of, to ponder about, to reflect upon. Insha'Allah ta'ala, may Allah jalla wa ala make us true lovers of the Prophet alayhi salam, who spend days and nights remembering our beloved alayhi salam, reciting abundant salat and salam upon him, so that on the day of judgment we gain his closeness. Ameen, bijahin nabil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.